What's going on, real ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
You are now tuned in to the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, this the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Luis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Luis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Cause the real ass podcast is about to drop.
Yo, what the fuck is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Real ass podcast Wednesday. Is the 20th?
Yep.
Of September? Wow. We made it, guys.
You guys never forget.
Another day. Another day, another year, another September 20th. What, give me, Shannon, give me some famous, some big moments in history on September 20th. I bet you this is a big day. There's something in the air. I bet you there's something big happened today. First of all, Zach Amico's here, international superstar.
It's your other boy.
It's your other boy. What's up, doggy?
How you doing, man?
Great job hosting the Roast Masters last night.
Great job winning.
Goddamn
the main event of Roast Battle last
night. Dudes rule, chicks drool. We'll get into it a little bit later, okay? In studio today, got some great guests, okay? First of all, Anthony Zenhauser joins the show for the first time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What's up, Noga?
Not much, though.
How you feeling?
I love that cartoon.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, why is your foot all gimped?
Eat that mic a little bit. It was an accident I had when I was three, so people don't really bring it up, but it's fine.
What happened?
I don't talk about it, Anthony.
Oh, okay.
We don't talk about it on the show.
All right.
Also on the show, first time, these are two real-ass virgins. Very rare to have two real-ass virgins on the show. And it's usually just my white male friends that I invite in. So just realize that you were very special. It's a white male-friendly show. It's not a rule, but it's kind of the unspoken rule.
It's a good rule.
You know, like when you land on Go in Monopoly, you collect 400 instead of 200, yep. Right? That's not really in the rules. That's like an unspoken thing that most families just fucking do. We only bring white dudes on the show, but today...
God, even your Monopoly had welfare.
Today, you actually got a little government cheese piece if you landed on Go in my household. It was pretty interesting. On the show, we're going to get into this today. It's going to be a fun one. I'm going to, because there's a reason specifically she's here. It's not just because she's a hilarious comedian and a lovely person, but she's also an evil person. We're going to get into the reasons why a little bit later on. Caitlin Rupert joins the show. What's going on, Caitlin?
Yay.
How are you?
Woke up drooling, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, very nice. Caitlin, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. We
know each other very casually.
Argued a lot?
No, I'm saying we know each other very casually.
Oh, yeah, we know each other. We've known each other for like 8 years, though.
Yeah, a long time, but it's been, you know, here and there, you know, a couple shows, a couple little comments here and there on Facebook. So we got into a little thing recently on Facebook, and it wasn't anything serious. It was just kind of a debate that I see things very, like, black and white with this, and most people think I'm crazy, but we got into an argument about the peaceful parenting debate, because I raised my son peacefully. By not hitting him or striking him or yelling at him or you know, I don't know, doing anything which I would consider even a smack on the hand abusive, okay? Caitlin, she chimes in on Facebook and she's like, oh yeah, you can fucking hit kids. I don't care. I'll hit anybody's kid.
I didn't say I'd hit anyone's kid. I say I don't judge parents who do hit their kids. Within reason.
But what else can you judge somebody for besides striking a child?
You judge people for everything.
What do I judge people for? I'm very non-judgmental.
Are you non-judgmental?
This is no judgment.
Okay, maybe it is. Maybe it is just the parenting thing. Because I feel like you're very set on that. You're like, no, absolutely not. Otherwise, you're a monster.
Kind of.
I feel like, wait, are we getting into it now?
No,
like
we'll get it. Let's get into it in a little bit. I don't want to get it fucking
like a
heated.
Teaser.
Because you look at Anthony's face. This is the face of somebody who's been hit a lot.
No, I'm really excited about this because I didn't know what we were going to talk about until I saw your Facebook share.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, this is going to be good.
It's going to be good because you have a daughter
as well.
I'm
a parent. Do you have any kids?
I've been working with kids for almost 20 years.
Okay, this is exciting.
That's a sexy fucking, a side fucking stepping way of saying no. She just Eddie Gordo'd that answer and fucking did a flippy fucking kick. That's a no, Caitlin.
That's a no. Yeah.
That means you don't know how to love yet. You don't even have the ability yet.
I definitely don't know how to love.
All right, so we're going to get into that a little bit later on the show. We got a great show planned today. First, let's get some plugs out of the way, Shannon. Let's do it. Classic. Just get a nice, get a good old American classic.
This is Lewis's heartbeat.
This,
nurse, get in here. This man's down with the sickness.
Listen to me. This band, it's like, we were talking about Incubus before we got into the show because we were playing Incubus Science before the show started. It's like, if you don't know what these guys look like, it's very funny. Like, this song in particular, like, this dude kind of looks like me. Pull up the lead singer of Disturbed. He's like a fucking meat-heady, bald, kind of like bigger dude.
So he's like me.
Yeah, he looks like us.
Yeah, well, me, because I'm Biggie. You're very skinny now.
No.
You know that,
I'm
right?
I'm huge, dude.
Are you swollen huge, you mean?
No, I have body dysmorphia. I see myself as bigger than everybody in this room right now, except for Shannon.
Because you were
gross.
Fat. You were like 350 pounds, right?
Pull him up on the big screen, Shannon. Look at him.
Where's Fat Lewis?
Doesn't he look like we go to the same...
Oh, he looks more like you. He's not fat. He's not a big guy.
Like, but he's like a bigger... I think he's a bigger... Maybe he's not that big, but he's kind of like...
It's like Howie Mandel.
He's like a much tougher looking dude than you would think.
Yeah.
When you hear the music, you expect like a little fucking dweeb. Especially in this song, later on you'll hear it. He does like a breakdown where he's like,
right.
He's crying about his mom. Like he almost cries. Like he's like crying in the studio. You're like, dude, you're fucking like 200 pounds, bro. Grow up. I feel like if you have that look, you give up your opportunity to be sensitive. I can't be a sensitive guy anymore.
But wouldn't you own it more because you could defend it? Like, if somebody's, like, calling you a punk, you'd be like, I'll just beat you up. And they're like, okay, cool. No, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you could, obviously. But I'm saying it's a little queer for this guy to be crying in the studio.
I think no sleeves is always a bold statement.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're able to wear that, because he was rocking, like, the cool custodian look.
Yeah.
Like he had no sleeves on. Do you do the no sleeves?
I'll do no sleeves all
really?
Fucking day, dude. Why not?
Really?
I don't give a shit.
Lewis is going to a wedding later. That's why he has sleeves on.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Zach. Anthony, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania. I think Harrisburg at the Comedy Works November 20th.
Fuck yeah, doggy.
I believe. Yes, and the Creepy Corner podcast. I do the Creepy Corner. That's where we had the lovely, talented, sexy Zach Amico on a couple of weeks ago. He was really great on that. We do that at the Kumia Station. We hopefully you guys can tune in on our YouTube page at the Creep Fest. That's about it.
Caitlin!
Yeah. I have a show, The She-Woman Lady Lovers, which is our all-female comedy show.
It's, all-female. Fucking
yeah.
Sexist. Look at her.
Mm.
Unapologetic, too. Look at that.
Totally.
That's why I like her. Because I said up top, I was like, dude, all white dudes all the time on this show. You're like all fucking chicks.
Asshole. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's fine.
So, all women, it's Saturday. It's at 8 o'clock at the Project Life Center, which is in Queens. We have a workshop for female comedians before at 7 also, so that we can, you know, rule the world of comedy slowly but surely.
So now, what is the marketing angle on an all-female show? You want it to be less funny? Is that the idea? Don't you? I mean, wouldn't you want to throw a couple fucking dudes in there just to fucking get them real, some real heavy hitters?
Well, you know,
you don't want to like a dude to close at least.
They're just so unpleasant to look at.
That's true.
Listen to in general. So let's just, you know. Just
oh, this is the part. Turn it up.
Oh, mommy, don't hit me.
He's talking about being hit. This is what happens when your mom hits you.
And he was a millionaire.
What, you become famous and rich?
Maybe.
Yeah, this is not working for your defense, dude.
He shouldn't be able to do this. He should keep this part in or talk to his therapist about it. Not if you look like that. He looks like a prisoner.
But it's cathartic. He's venting artistically, though. He's not hurting anybody.
That's what I say.
He's not hurting anybody.
This is the cool part, though. Right?
But anybody can do that. I mean, were you hit as a kid?
Of course.
Okay, but it's up to... This is... Okay, we're not going to get into it,
right?
We'll get
into it. Let's get into it. Zach,
I'm sorry. I'm really riled up about this.
If you are listening live, I'll be at the New Jersey Horror Con Friday night with my movie, Return to Nukem High, Volume 2.
Yeah.
On the 29th, I'll be in Westchester, Pennsylvania at the Westchester Tattoo Convention with Lindsay Jennings and Eli Sayers.
Oh! Come on, man. Look, they stink, but this is probably one of the greatest songs of American history. Undeniable. This band stinks, but this should be in the top 5 songs of all time. Am I wrong or am I right? I got a couple plugs. Shannon, it's okay. You can leave the music off. September 28th. This is next week. This is coming out on Monday. That means this Thursday night, I will be with the rest of the Legion of Skanks, Dave Smith and Big J Okerson. This does not fucking happen very often. We will be in Los Angeles, California, one night only, 2 shows, 8 p.m. stand-up comedy show in the main room, 10:30 p.m. Live podcast in the belly room. If you're listening to this show live right now, go get your tickets right now, because I'm telling you right now, by the time this comes out on Monday on iTunes, belly room is going to be sold out. There's a very good chance the main room is going to be sold out as well. Last I checked, there was 11 tickets left in the belly room. So there's no way. Get your tickets right now if you want to come to the podcast. We have a lot of crazy shit planned. Stand-up show. Kurt Metzger's on the show. Tony Hinchcliffe is on the show. Nikki Glaser's going to be on the show. Josh Adam Meyer, myself, Big J, Dave Smith, plus very special guests that we cannot just announce at this time. So come. Trust me. It's no fucking joke. It's the best comedy show in the history of Los Angeles. That's right. You fucking heard me. The history of Los Angeles. We're doing it this fucking Thursday night. Also, September 29th, flying back the next day, headlining the Hoboken Comedy Festival, 9 p.m. at the Birch in Hoboken, New Jersey. Go to gomezcomedy.com for tickets. I'm also going to be in Melbourne, Florida on the 13th of October, November 1st through 5th, the Impractical Jokers Cruise. Go to gomezcomedy.com for all that shit, tickets and info. iTunes, go to right now. Right now, go to iTunes. Pause the show. Pause the show. Time out. Everyone relax. Ease up. I know everyone has the fucking sickness running through their veins right now. Are you down with the sickness, Caitlin?
Always.
I know you are. Yeah. Eat your mic a little. Or give her a little more volume, too, Shannon. She's a woman. She doesn't have the same type of power from her. This is another reason why you need male comedians on the show, so they could fucking really project from the diaphragm.
Wait till we start arguing, then it's...
Well, maybe that's why female comedians get a bad rap, because they're not close to the mic. Yeah, they're not close enough to the mic.
I do honestly have female comedians I hate listening to. Like, I just hate their voices.
Oh, nice.
Not the things they say, just their voice. I'm like, why? Why do you sound like that?
Well, that's a thing. I don't think people realize, like, that's a part of the experience of... You know, entertainment, comedy, podcasting, whatever it is, the voice that's delivering the jokes, that's I think a much bigger part of how much people enjoy it and how much they don't enjoy it than people realize.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a very good point.
I mean, I've had male comedians tell me I sound like a dude, though, so I guess that's beneficial.
No, I don't think so.
They're
I think you have a very middle of the road
kind of beta fish you hanging out with.
Yeah.
Bunch of assholes.
They're trying to nag you to get in your pants.
A lot of guys sound like women. So
that's what I do when I try to bang checks. I'm like, yeah, what's up? You got a dude voice. Want to go in the bathroom?
Lewis is a real nigger.
Come on, dude. Ease up.
Any guy under 22, though, has the same voice, I think, as a woman. I mean, I've heard conversations between a guy who's like 22, 21 and his girlfriend. They both kind of do that.
Yeah.
Like, hi, I think you sound like a woman.
I did. I sounded like, I remember... I was probably 11 when my voice started to switch, because me and my sister had the same voice. She's 2 years older than me forever. And her friends would call, and I would pretend to be her when her friends would call.
Jerk, you dick.
Yeah. But God, tell me such more a sweet about the voice that you like.
Such a sweet poet voice. And then I was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, then one day it just dropped, and I tried it. I was like, hey, Aaron, it's Jenny. Tell me more about Brandon.
What are you wearing to the prom?
Then I couldn't do that anymore. But I remember there was a switch where I couldn't get away with it anymore.
Tell me more.
That'd be great, like if it was like Peter Brady, where you're just like, hi, how you doing?
Yeah. We were talking about this as well before we got on the show, because Brandon Boyd was the lead singer of Incubus.
God
and
rest.
My girlfriend in high school, she fucked. Did he die? No.
I don't know.
Didn't you ask the same thing?
Yeah,
it sounded like you did. Yeah. The way you were bringing him up.
I don't know what they're doing. Have they had a new album? I feel like they completely went the way of like chick fucking like pussy rock. No offense.
No, I never got into Incubus.
I loved Incubus back in the day. When they were metal, I really dug them. And then he cut his hair. He became good looking. He got abs. He became a sex symbol. And then they were like, they just kind of geared all the music toward this soft, like, you know, meet me in outer space. Remember that song?
No.
You guys don't remember that song? I'll
sing it one more time.
I feel like I do, actually.
Meet me in outer space.
I like it.
What song is that?
I'm more into the new Incubus, I think, than the old Incubus.
This could just be my version.
He's the one that didn't get hit. That's the Incubus that never got hit as a
Shannon,
child.
Can I see? Can you pull up that song on karaoke? I would love to sing that for the fans right now, because I think that they're really... What is the song called again?
Meet Me in Outer Space.
I think it's Stellar.
Stellar, yes. Yes, yes. Pull up on karaoke. I think I can nail this. Here's the one thing about Incubus. They were famous for having, you know, him having a really great voice for like a metal band. Like, he had a really beautiful voice. So, but I can hit these notes. This is one of my favorite bands. That's how I got my girlfriend. I used to sing these songs to her in high school. Yeah. Stellar.
That's it. Dead on.
Where's the word, Shannon? I'm sure it's coming up. They don't have the words?
It's karaoke, you have to say.
Outer space.
No, they should.
Oh, but there's no... Yeah, you're right. There's no karaoke.
I don't know the rest of the words. I just know the first words.
You invited this girl on for a debate, and you're just going to do nu metal karaoke for an hour and a half. You are my new favorite comedian.
So Andy Kaufman.
I'm
so
a
start reading.
Ooh, wah, come on, now get the down with the sickness. So.
Yes.
Move in, now move out. Hands up, no hands down. Back up, back up. That was actually probably one of Limp Bizkit's better songs. We were talking.
Yeah, you push it. Sorry.
We were talking about how Brandon Boyd was very skinny.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, like, my chick in high school, she didn't want to fuck me. Because if that was the dude she was into, like, that was her, like, number one dude, you know, and he didn't match me. So it's like, the reality is, this is how, this. But that's not even, that's when he was still scraggly. That was much more, that looks like, I look like I'd hang out with that guy. He got pretty after a while. Yeah, you got to pull him with, like, a fedora. Look at him right there.
Yeah, but just because women like a certain thing doesn't mean that's what they want to date. I mean, guys watch porn. They don't necessarily want to date a porn star.
It's not that they want to date a porn star. And it's also different, too, because you're not watching a musician and going, I want to fuck that. Because a porn star, we're literally going, that's an object that I want to fuck. We're not going like, oh, my God, I'm into the way she performs, or I'm into, like, her thoughts and her talent. And, like, women are... I'm not attracted to a porn star, you know what I'm saying? I'm attracted to, you know... there's no men in the world... I mean, maybe there are, but there's no... Very few men are going like, oh, I would want to date a porn star. Women want to date fucking Brandon Boyd.
Right.
You it's date different. Brandon Boyd. You even fucking like him and you date him.
Yeah, I would date him.
You would. I would date him. He's Brandon Boyd from Incubus. He's probably still got a little bit of dough.
For that alone.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Anthony?
No, you're right. It's the absolute opposite of what we would want to do with a porn star. Like, we would want to go window shopping with, you know, Jenna Michaels.
I went on a journey the other day somehow. All right, I jerked off. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to make this weird, Caitlin, but this is a very real ass show.
You're fine.
The other show, okay? I don't know if we use language like this in front of... She's going to go back to her fucking ladies group and fucking do an exercise.
I'm just going to let you say these things. Go ahead.
I know what's going on, Caitlin. I know what's going on, dude.
If you post on the group, just say it's them again.
Yeah. Listen to me. What was the fucking point of
jerking
that?
Jerking off.
Oh, yeah, I jerked off.
I went on a journey of jerking off, okay? And then I ended up on a chick. A while ago, I ended up on this chick. And I ended up searching her out on Twitter, because that's where you get the good shit, okay? This is like another level of depravity.
I didn't know that was a thing until What's-His-Butt liked that porn on Twitter.
Oh,
people
Ted
watch
Cruz.
Porn on Twitter? That's...
Kind of. It's not that you watch porn on Twitter. Here's what it is. Right. And this is like, maybe, I don't know if this is perversion or if this is human psychology or whatever it is. And maybe women could even connect with this a little bit more. There's something about a woman posting a real picture of herself in real time versus a produced piece of porn that you're going to go watch later on. So I get the Snapchat thing or the private snaps. There's something about her, like, in real time, like, she just, like, 20 seconds ago posted that picture. There's something much hotter about that than watching something that's produced and been on the internet for a million years, right?
I agree with that.
So there's this... there's a,
more voyeuristic.
Yes, exactly. So there's this chick. Her name is Carmen Calloway. Okay? She's a porn chick, okay? And I ended up on her Twitter. This girl is just fucking a hilarious mess. It's great. And this is my new thing, is I'm going on to young, fucked up porn stars, like, Twitter pages, mm-hmm. and just watching the fucked up choices they decide to make. It's so fucked up. She's having, like, a public war with her, like, garbage porn manager. It's great. Pull up her Twitter, Shannon. We're going to look at naked pictures of her. What the fuck's wrong with you, Shannon?
She's not naked.
I'm trying to get a boner right now in front of Anthony Zennhauser.
Would be the first time.
Shannon's a fucking freak. That's the problem. Every time I try to... I'm really just trying to shame this girl for her thoughts and not her body. And Shannon's fucking pulling up her... I don't care what she does with her body, okay? But her fucking retarded thoughts are hilarious to me.
Thought shaming is good. That's the new...
Yeah. Is this her, is this her Twitter?
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, so Shannon, go down and try to find... She's having, like, a war with her... her agent or whatever. But this is like, this is fucking great. Oh, there we go. Right there. Cutting edge talent.
That's just her clean status.
Is it? No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's her.
Do they? Oh, it is.
Oh, negative. Yeah, it's all same. Yeah,
that's fucking crazy. Oh, you know why? I'll tell you probably why she's posting that. Let me see. Go back up to it.
Oh, she has kids' pictures.
I'm tested and available. Book me directly. Because now she's firing her agent, so she's going to Twitter to try to get bookings.
I don't have AIDS. You can call me it.
I feel so bad for the... If people treat you shitty, you should probably take a look at how you treat them. If you want nice people around you, then be nice, not science. And it's like just like these fucking like porn star thoughts.
How hard is it to represent yourself in porn, though? All you do is fuck people.
No, isn't there a whole thing where the porn industry is super rigged against?
It has to be. If there's agents
in general, like Pornhub, it just means that porn stars don't get paid anymore. Because who's going to pay for porn when they can see it for free?
Well, I think that's what's important. Like when we say like the private Snapchats and stuff. Like porn's always going to be slightly ahead of every other part of entertainment, so they're just finding ways to monetize their life other than selling the videos.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing: an industry is going to figure out a way to make money, you know.
Yeah.
But it should kind of, you would almost think that it's more in the power of the hands of the chicks, right? As technology becomes easier and everyone has Snapchat, but you would think that comedians would move away from fucking needing agents and managers in the industry. But people are lazy. That's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that people get into porn because they're these industrious people who are going like, oh, my God, I want to have a business for myself? No. Typically, I think, you know, when you're a young male or female, when you're a young kid who gets into porn, you're doing it because you turned left when you should have turned right at one point, and you're kind of fucking up. Let's get real. Do you not agree?
Why you get into porn?
I mean, do you not? I mean, yeah, obviously. I mean, I think most people would agree that.
I think it's the easiest way to get some amount of fame with very little work.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily that they're, you know, they were spanked as kids or anything, you know?
I think if you swallow enough...
I think there might be a direct correlation.
Yeah, I think you could probably bring it all down to one time in particular that they were spanked by their dad and they kind of liked it.
You keep on edging into it. Without actually going into the debate, you want to keep pushing the... Yeah. He's pushing his argument.
This is called being a good host.
He's pushing his... No. But he's pushing his argument in the debate. We're talking about porn chicks getting into... trying to find
work. Do you think those girls weren't spanked?
It was my fault.
I don't know. Everybody's
Shannon
different,
search. Hold on. Shannon, search porn star spanked. Let's see what comes up. I bet you there's at least a few things.
Nobody has
going to be
no
all
scientists
porn.
Has talked
Let's see. The
porn
first
stars.
Thing that comes up, porn star spanked. Pull it up right now. Don't even look at what it says. Just click on it and pull it up.
Let's see.
Ready and go. Spank teen porn star. Click on it. Let's see. Spank teen porn star. Look at this. Let's see this girl. What happened to this
her dad
child?
Sucks.
Look at this guy.
He is very inappropriate.
Let's see what happened here. Christ. Oh my God! This is what Caitlin Rupert wants to do to children. I want it to be pointed out right now that this is what Caitlin Rupert stands for.
Such a smear campaign.
Jeez, you guys.
Is this how you should be treating children, Caitlin?
I mean, I don't think she's a child. I'm just gonna throw that out
there. She's a teen. Okay, so teens aren't children, right?
No.
An ageist as well, Caitlin Rupert, everyone.
She's an MIT
I like you, the child abuse music, too, that they set this to.
What is he driving? That thing's rocking.
Oh, hey, Evan Stone.
Evan Stone beat the shit out of his teen daughter?
Oh.
And he licks her, too. Is this how you want to discipline children? By tying them up, displaying their beautiful breasts, driving them around in a golf cart and licking them?
You got me.
He's taking
there.
Her golfing. That's kind of cool. He's Rupert. Like, he's spending time with his kid. Yeah. It's the weekend.
Where does it go, Shannon? This is disgusting. I don't like this. But we got to, for the sake of all.
He's giving all right, her a
Shannon, now
right
search
now.
Porn star timeout.
Yeah, porn star timeout. yeah, find porn star takeaway toys.
Where does this end, Shannon? Go toward the end. Give me the last 30 seconds or so of this. What happens
That's
at the end of this?
Shot.
Let's see. Oh, my God! Oh, my God, Caitlin!
Shannon!
Caitlin Rupert! So Caitlin Rupert stands for fathers doggy-style banging their children, their teen children,
yes.
As discipline.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hire Caitlin Rupert to watch your children, and this is what's going to happen. Look, Evan Stone's going to eat their butt, but I will tell you right now, the child looks like she's having a good time. Yeah. She looks like she's having fun.
You can't put a price on a child's happiness.
But again, it's not up to them to make the decision, though. They don't know what they want. You know, you have to be the adult. You have to make the decision.
Kids these days always wanting more extreme games. You can't.
So let's talk a little bit about this the peaceful parenting thing, okay? Because you are a nanny. You
yes.
watch people's children.
Yes.
And how old are the children that you watch?
7 and 9.
7 and 9.
Currently, yeah.
Currently. Do you personally spank these children?
No. I've never spanked a kid in my life.
Have you ever eaten a kid's butt? Be honest. Have you ever bent a teenage girl over after driving her around in a golf cart and eating her butt?
I could say with confidence, no.
Okay. It hasn't had to get that far.
No.
You haven't had to have like one of these out of control children.
Yeah.
It's the only way to know if they ate their vegetables.
<It's true. laughs> So let me ask you a question. Okay, so you chimed in on my Facebook post because I posted, and people get very upset that I post this stuff. It's a very strange thing that people get upset that I am posting, hey, you shouldn't hit your children. I think there's a direct correlation to violence in this country and people striking their kids. I think that from the time that kids are as young as 1 year old, parents are starting to hit their kids, and a very large percentage of them. If you look up the numbers, and Shannon, you could pull up all these numbers and shit while we talk about it and you know, research. I don't really do a ton of research. I have my own personal experiences, and I've read a few blogs, and I'm a part of a few peaceful parenting groups on Facebook. And for me personally, it has worked very, very well with my kid. I got the sweetest kid in the fucking world. I don't think it's a coincidence that my kid communicates when he wants something, that he's never thrown himself on the floor of a Target, that he's never screams, he's not hitting other kids. I don't think that this is a coincidence. I think that we have been training him, for lack of a better term, since he was a child, since he was a baby, before he could even, you know, think for himself, to communicate and ask for something if he wants something or if he can't have something, to, you know, we tell him why versus saying, you know, why is why, or being aggressive with him. So in my opinion, I think that that's the answer. I think that that is a very, very good way that we should be raising our kids in society, and I think that you're going to see a lot less violence in society because of that. Why do you disagree?
Well, what I have a problem with is the they said parenting. Well, they said this and they said that, and people read articles and they just don't even bother to really think about what it is that they are saying or where their opinion's coming from. Like, you say, all right, here's my kid, he's great, and it's probably because of this thing. You have one kid who you've been he's four? How old is he?
Four.
Yeah. You've been raising for 4 years. I've been, you know, working with kids for 18 years, and I've had hundreds of children.
How old are you?
I'm 32. I'm like your age. I started when I was 14.
Don't make him do math.
Babies,
that doesn't count.
Shit.
Can I explain to you something? All your work experience before you're 21, throw it out the window.
Okay, fine.
Whatever you were doing before you were 21, I was working at Taco Bell. Am I a fucking taco expert? Fuck off.
Wait, okay. I want to.
Based on appearances?
Are you the dog?
Yeah.
Were you hit as a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, like spanked or beaten?
Oh, spanked.
Spanked. Were you just beaten spanked. Or spanked, Lewis?
Evan Stone, drive around in a golf cart.
What? Yes.
Bent over
that
butt?
That was actually me.
That was okay.
Can we see that again?
That was her early childhood
footage.
I don't
want to see that again.
Yeah. So you were just spanked or you actually hit?
No, I was just spanked.
Okay. Yeah. Were you, Anthony?
I was hit, like slapped. Like open hand slapped.
Like
in the
mom
face.
Would, mom, if you, or dad too?
My dad mostly. My dad mostly was handsy. My mom wasn't too handsy. But I was disciplined. I think, here's the thing. I'm going to get into your argument in a second, but did you have a point you wanted to finish with your argument?
I had a point on this show.
I had a point.
Okay, good.
All right, so here's my point. So, you know, they said parenting, and a lot of these articles are just published so that people can have people read their shit.
Of course.
They're not going to have an article that says, hey, spanking works, because nobody wants to read that, because
they don't want to be told that. I'm telling you right now, parents, here's what they want to do.
Mm-mm.
Can I tell you what parents want? Because I am a parent, and I know that you're fucking, when you were 14, that 8-year-old that you got paid $8 an hour to watch in your neighborhood, that counts as your experience, I'm sure. That's your early experiences with children. My early experience with a child is raising a kid that I fucking love, and I want him to go and succeed in the world, and I want him to be a productive member of society, and I want him to be well-adjusted, and my goal is very specific, right? My goal has nothing to do with being successful or making money or getting referrals or anything else. You have ulterior motives as a nanny and as a... And I'm not discounting the love you feel for those children, but it's not the same thing. I put the love you feel for those children is the love that I feel for a cat. Like, if I have a cat, like, that's how I feel. If that cat gets hit by a car, it's going to bug me for about a day.
Yeah, but that helps you sometimes because you can remove the feelings from something. Like, I've seen so many parents who can't sleep train their child because they're like, oh, it's crying. And it's like, yeah, it's crying because it's really tired and it wants to go to sleep.
It's brutal, but you know what that is?
I can remove myself
but
from
you
that.
Know that? And you're right. And it's great that you can be a cold-hearted witch.
Yep.
And that you have that ability to do it like an ice-cold fucking heathen, okay? But what it is there's an instinct, especially in women, okay, when you hear a baby cry. Me too, dude. It hits me too. This is where I'm particularly sensitive with kids, right? But when a woman hears a baby cry, it bothers them more than it bothers men. And it's there's scientific research on this, and it's because it's just women instinctually they're designed to want to care for these babies, right?
Nurturing.
It's the number one thing that wakes them up in the night, and number three for men.
Yeah. I know. Boners wake me up before my kid. I'm like, oh, I gotta try. Oh, he's crying. Oh, I'll keep on going. Fine. What am I going to do?
Well, crying gives me a boner. So
that's true.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. You know, it's not... The reason that I'm bringing that up is because parents want their kids to fucking succeed. And most parents spank. Most. The majority of parents out there spank. Now, there's less today than there was 10 years ago and less, you know, than when was 10 years before that. But most
You'd
spank.
You'd be surprised. But.
People want the justification. No, it's out there. And people, let me tell you, the numbers are skewed because I bet you there are parents that are lying that do spank and that say they never spank.
Right. I agree.
So I bet you it's actually way more than they say. Where they say it's like 70, 75%, I fucking guarantee you it's substantially more than that, okay? Mm-hmm. And those people want the justification, okay? And they want to click on those articles. So it's the articles that say the other thing, when I post them, people get fucking furious. And the reason they get furious is because the way they take it is they take it as me pointing my finger and saying you're a bad parent, which you are if you're hitting your kids. Mm-hmm. And then they make it me saying that your parents were bad parents. And I will give them a pass because your parents didn't have the internet at their fingertips. They didn't have the information as easily available to them. It was harder to be a parent in our parents' generation than it is today. Today, you have everything. You are fucking lazy. If you're giving your 3-year-old a Coca-Cola and Cheetos and pumping cancer into your kid's body, and you haven't done the fucking research, and you haven't just gone online and looked at it and said, what am I doing to my kid? It's lazy fucking parenting. And I think it's the same thing with spanking.
That article you like posting, though, is... I just have...
Multiple articles. There's 100 articles. One article ever that is for spanking.
That you love.
And it was for a black parenting thing. And it's like, yo, man, you gotta hit those kids.
So what you're saying is I need to
yo,
write
man, you gotta hit those kids. It was written
articles.
In fucking upside-down Ebonics. It was crazy. It was written in spray paint on the side of a fucking building.
No, you like doing that one, though, from Texas.
Which one?
There's a study, it's like supposed to be the top study in spanking, and it's from like somewhere like Dallas, I don't know what it is, but
pull up Shannon Texas spanking porn. Let's see. I want to see what comes up. The first one that comes up,
it's gonna be Alexis Texas.
I see what you're doing.
I don't know.
Yeah,
who's
it was. Yeah.
Is she a
Alexis
child?
The blonde
Texas?
With the giant ass.
Is that sort of like an Amber Alert?
Yeah,
a lot of these
let's
studies
see, right here. Let's see, what is this? The first one. To disable the car. Go to the next one. What happened? It's probably too brutal. This child being brutalized. Let's see. Let's see what's happening in Texas right now. Right here. All right, let's see. What is that? Alexis. So this is like an Amber Alert for kids that are being spanked in Texas. This is in Alexis, Texas.
Why is there not a porn star named Amber Alert?
Oh,
there must be.
Yeah, let's see what that is, Sean. What's happening here? Let's see. Oh, she does not look
she
like
is,
a child.
But she's 15.
Okay, how old is this child? She's hitting herself. That's some crazy shit right there.
You ever do that?
You get so
she's
angry.
Like a, she's like a monk.
You ever get so angry and you can't punch your girlfriend, so you have to punch yourself in the face?
So you have to spread your asshole and lightly tap your butt cheeks. Like you're presenting.
Every time I get mad, that's what I do. I'm like,
That's how I establish my dominance. I present.
How old? I feel like I'm watching something almost perverted here.
What?
Yeah.
Insane.
It's good, though. All right. Thanks, Shannon.
But those articles you post, they use data from other sources, which is kind of just like, you know, using some other guy's dick to fuck your girlfriend. Like, why would you want to use somebody else's data? Especially the one that you use, it's got data from like...
So you want me to go collect data around the country?
Yes!
You psycho?
Go
really?
For it. No, just like, no, it's just, it's inaccurate. All of them are inaccurate. Because if you ask somebody, hey, were you spanked as a kid? And they say, yeah. And then they're like, oh, do you think it really affected you? And now that's why you're such a shitty person. They're like, yeah, that's it. That's
no,
why
I don't
I'm
think
a
that's
shitty person.
I think they take data from these people and they go, you know, are you in therapy? Have you had issues with anger? I don't think they're saying this is a spanking survey. I think that they take all the data, right? And then they look at all the data and they make correlations between people that are hit and how and that are not hit and how well they're doing in society, how far they get along in school, how much trouble they're getting into, the type of violent crime that they're getting involved
with. But you can't isolate all that. You cannot isolate all that to be like, it was because of spanking.
I just use logical deduction. I don't know, man. Here's the thing, right? My kid, I walk like a big fucking oaf, right? My kid looks at me and now he walks like an oaf. What am I supposed to say?
Your kid also probably touches himself. Does that mean people are calling Child Protective Services to be like, oh, he must have watched you masturbate? No, kids do things on their own too. Kids hit because it feels good. Kids don't hit because they were spanked.
I don't know if that's true.
It's a sensory thing. Kids have a sensory diet. They need to like feel certain things. And when they're angry, sometimes the best way to stop being angry is to hit.
Of course, and I think that you're right. I think that maybe if I didn't... The conversation that I had with my son the first time he kind of hit me when he was like one or two, it was a conversation. I didn't hit him back. And I think a lot of parents... I remember my mom told me that when I was a little kid. My mom told me I accidentally hit her with a baseball bat. A little...
17 was a fucked up age.
No. A nice fucking aluminum one. I was 14.
Like Robert De Niro in The Untouchables.
That bitch flushed my weed down the toilet. Are you fucking crazy? Are you crazy, you whore?
Oh, now we're getting into it.
What? She's dead.
No,
she's
but not talk. Hear this. But talk about it. But let it go.
She's not going to hear this.
I know, but let us know how you feel.
Okay.
Let it all out.
I didn't smoke weed.
And she beat. Did she hit you like slap you? Beat like hit
my
you with
mom
a fist?
Used to fuck.
Tell me how. Tell me to the and what age did she hit you up to?
My mom hit me as long as I can remember. As from the time I have memory, okay, the way that I was dealt with. Was if I did something wrong, I was hit.
Right.
Or the threat of violence. The threat of violence was looming to the point where we would be in the middle of happy endeavors. You don't even realize this when you're in the middle of it, right? But it'll be like my communion.
Right.
Right. And you'll act up or whatever the thing is. And the threat of violence, like you keep on acting up, I'm gonna crack you, like that type of thing. Maybe you know you can call it a cultural thing, whatever it is. But it was Italian Irish household, like
it's not cultural.
Yeah, maybe it's a class thing.
It's probably what they grew up with.
But I think Italian Americans definitely have that. Like I'll fucking crack you. Yeah, you know, like that was I think something. I think it does live within certain cultures more than other.
There's
cultures.
Definitely a socioeconomic. Connection. Like poor people do that shit, you know?
Yeah. Well no, obviously
like
but that's...
uneducated people do that shit. And that's excessive, and that's the kind I'm not talking about. Like I'm not like you if you beat your kid every day, your kid's still gonna
of
be
course.
Fine. I'm like, you know, three times in a lifetime. Like
listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, my argument is for hitting kids. I'll be honest.
Here okay? we go.
This is why
yeah.
I want this
Here
is
we
why
go.
But this is why I got excited.
Yeah, throw on some Disturbed. I'm gonna hear it under
but
a bed
this
of
is why I got
this
excited.
Is psychotic.
About, this is why I got excited.
Because I did not right, expect him to fucking come out. I expected him to be on my side.
See, there's a twist. To the podcast. Did you understand how excited these fucking viewers are right now?
For the audio listeners, he just walked his daughter in a gimp mask.
I Shyamalan'd you.
It's fucking... You M. Night Shyamalan the podcast?
I M. Night Shyamalan'd you guys. The last
Holy
second.
Shit,
I was waiting.
He's been hitting kids this whole time.
I was biding my time.
Go ahead, Shannon. Go ahead. Give him a music bed for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The voice is John
Perfect
Legend.
Choice.
Thank you, Shane.
Oh, cool. All right. Okay. There's a lot of factors that I think you're talking about that weigh into the conversation about hitting your kid. One thing is hitting your kid to the point where they become a young adult. I mean, hitting your kid consecutively throughout their whole life is different from trying to reason with a one-year-old.
Yes.
Okay? Well, let me finish.
Date rape is different than jumping out of the bushes and raping a chick.
Yes, but, well, listen.
Still evil.
It's got nothing to do with.
I'm getting Caitlin on my side now. I knew if I threw a nice fucking anti-rape analogy in there, it's rare on the show. Mark it down. You know, I said it's a special day, September 20th. Anti-rape. Louis J. Gomez made an anti-rape statement on the show publicly, naturally, and I meant it.
Here's from my experiences. I have a 9-year-old daughter. I also have a 2-year-old niece. All right. My 9-year-old daughter, I spanked her when she was very, very young, when she was about 1 or 2 years old, when she was starting to go through these phases where she would hit, where she would throw fits, where she would be inappropriate. Let's say inappropriate. And the kind of inappropriate where if you...
Nigger!
No, that was fine. I would give her a treat like a dog when she did that.
Rubber belly.
Bounce a milk bone. Can you say nigger? Oh, good girl. Rubber belly.
Caitlin, I'm Puerto Rican. Relax.
There was a...
He's a white supremacist. I know. It's okay. It's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, and I hate everybody. So when she was a little girl, when she was like 1 or 2 years old, she slapped me across the face, you know, one time, the way your kid did. Yeah. So,
well, he didn't mean the face. I would have cracked his fucking ribs. He didn't mean the face. Come on, Caitlin. You want somebody in the face.
When my kid would act up like that, my kid would hit, or if my kid would lash out crazy, what I would do is I would give her one smack on the ass. And then I would put her in a timeout, and then I would talk to her, and I would say, do you know why I'm putting you in timeout? And the reason why I smacked her was because kids don't understand anything but what she was talking about, sensory. Kids get pain. Kids understand that if you're doing something wrong, if you hit somebody, you're going to get hit. You know,
I'm going to tell you right now.
If you hit somebody, it's painful.
In 40 years, they're going to play this clip, and it's going to be the same way we listen to like a fucking... Who was it? Was it Marlon Brando? There was some actor that talked about how you gotta... Oh, no. What's his fucking name?
Talking about hitting women?
James Bond. James Bond.
Sean Connery.
Pull up that clip. Where he talks about how you gotta smack your wife.
You don't smack your wife.
That's how that sounds to me. And I think the way what you're saying right now, that's how that's going to sound in 20 years, 30 years to everybody.
But I think of course, hitting works.
That it works. It temporarily fixes the problem for the child.
This is my point. It does. This is more than temporary fixing. It teaches your kid fucking manners. It really does. It teaches your kid how to be a part of society.
Every peaceful parent. Every peaceful parent. I didn't think we were going to have this thing. I thought we were going to all gang up on this chick. But it's fine.
Okay? A little later.
Jesus Christ. So
thank God she was spanked.
Is this why we've been watching porn the whole time?
Yeah, girls getting ready. I don't know a single person who's raising their child peacefully who has a disrespectful child. I don't know this person.
I do. My niece.
Your niece?
Yeah. She is garbage.
Do you think it's because she's being raised peacefully, or do you think that there's other factors?
I think you're just...
Because you're right. I think that there are kids who are hit that also aren't violent, and there are kids that are hit that are also very, like, you know, sweet and very well-mannered, and they're very well-adjusted, and they have great connections with their parents, and that are spanked. I'm not saying that it is a death sentence to smack your kid on the hand. I do believe that that adds to... I think that it creates more problems than it solves in the long run. And I think the temporary fix, where it is more... Dude, listen to me. I'm telling you right now, because I got a 4-year-old. So we just came through a 2-year period where it's really fucking frustrating. That's the hardest time of being a parent. You know, they call it terrible twos, but it goes right up until three. No, four. It's
my niece,
three's
my niece
nuts.
Don't
three's
do that right
the three's
fucking
worst. Nuts. Okay, it's because they kind of get it. That's where you start to go like you want to get fucking
well. They say
cracked
no.
Right now.
They say,
yeah.
They've learned they can get, say no.
They learn sarcasm.
Dude, it's where they can say attitude. Suck it with their face. They just now you're like, are you do you want to fight right now, motherfucker? Are you kidding me? So I get it, angry. And that's the hardest part, and I feel like I've almost come through that time, And it takes probably 4, 5, 6 times as long to get something done sometimes because I have to have a conversation with him versus striking him on the hand.
It's boundaries, though. You probably have boundaries with your child. And that a lot of times what he's talking about is that the peaceful parents, it's an easy way out and they're lazy. So they say, well, I don't say no to my child. I don't do this. I make sure we're always positive. But what that does is that makes your kid not realize that you're in charge. I told a parent once, I want your kid to be afraid of me. And she's like, why would you say that? I would never want my child afraid of me. And I said, when your kid is running towards the street and I say stop, they're not worried about what's going to happen if they go in the street. They're worried about what's going to happen if they don't listen to me. Because at that age, sometimes they're not comprehending a lot of shit. They're comprehending the fact that, like, I will throw all their Halloween candy into the garbage. Because I don't use spanking, obviously.
You're a terrible person.
Mine's different.
What is your
just
problem?
It was just candy related. I'm
kind of a pussy.
I don't care about hitting kids, but wasting candy really hurts.
Listen to me. This is the year. Before I had a kid, I could watch the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
You know, I ate all your candy thing. Yeah. Dude, every year. We watch it on the show every year, too, and we'll watch it again after Halloween this year. It's fucking funny. But, dude, now that I got a kid, there's no way. There's no fucking way I could hurt my kid like that.
See, that's...
I could not look at him in the face and have him cry and think that I took something from him. I mean, they're doing it to like 2 and 3 year olds.
No, I do it for a purpose, though.
I look them
in the eyes and I say, oh, you're not going to do it? Yeah. Okay, here goes the Kit Kat.
But you're also installing mistrust in that kid. You just lied to your fucking kid.
What do you mean?
You just said to your kid...
The Halloween thing.
The Halloween thing. You just said, listen, I threw out all your...
Yes.
I ate all your candy.
That's crazy.
And then you go, I'm kidding. I didn't eat all your candy.
I would never.
Look, let's send it into Kimmel and have millions of people laugh at you.
This kid now is... like, you can hit your kid all you want, but that scar in their
fucking
soul...
That's fucked up. It is kind of abusive.
That is total abuse. It's
kind of abusive.
And it's the worst.
Here's even more fucked up. They do it to, like, look, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, it's funny, it's cute, like, whatever. You know, they'll grow up and see it later on. They'll kind of almost appreciate it. Like, if I had a video of me at 3 crying when I, you know, if my mom did that, that'd be kind of cute, right? They do it to, like, a 9 or 10-year-old.
Right.
See some, like, boy, he's crying. Like, he has to go in school and be called a faggot now for the next 8 years of his life. You fucking cried over candy, you fucking queebo.
I only use cruelty as a weapon to get what I want. I would never do it just gratuitously for
no
reason.
But you can't use cruelty.
What?
Pull up what Sean Connery said.
Sometimes you gotta hit the child.
What you said. Not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand.
True.
Mm. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm
denying it.
And I didn't love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
Real ass, dude.
No. Oh.
Shannon, real ass, everybody. Pause it.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Didn't even miss a step. Didn't even stumble. He's
keep
like,
it going.
Ah, I don't feel
good to slap a woman.
No, I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's bad.
I don't think it's that bad. I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it.
Yeah. What would merit it?
Well, if you have tried everything else, and no, women are pretty good.
Women are not children.
They can't leave it alone. Yeah? They don't want to have the last word, and you give them the last word, but they're not happy with the last word. They want to say it again.
That's what you guys are saying right now. Hold on.
And get into a really provocative situation. Then I think it's absolutely right.
Somebody fucking put the slap in at the end. That's incredible. Now, here's the thing, right? And you're saying, oh, but no, that's a woman. That's not a child. Yeah, a woman can leave. A woman has the choice to be there. A woman is an adult and can fucking say, fuck you, dude, I'm out. I'm going to call the cops. Children have almost no rights. Children can't walk away from their parents. The threat of being taken away by the state. I remember my mom used to fuck me up, and then I would threaten to call child services, and then my mom would be like, all right, good. Then get taken away by the state. And then I was like, oh, shit, I'd lose my mom, who, even though she's beating me up, I still loved her. She's still my mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fucked up, psychotic, fucking weird thing to do to a child, in my opinion. I think the idea of I remember Big J said this to me. He's like, oh wait, you'll see, you'll spank him one day. And I remember, like, do you think now I'm 4.5 years in that one day I'm gonna turn around to my kid and be like, well, now I'm gonna start hitting you?
Honestly,
he would look
no.
at me like I'm a psychopath. Like, just one day, now I'm using fucking physical force to get him to act how I want him to act.
No, because now he's reasonable. You can reason with your kid now. He understands. He understands words. He knows. He knows what things mean.
Yeah, but
he knows right and wrong. That's a big thing.
You never spanked after she was four?
No, not no. I'd never spanked my kid when I knew she could realize what right and wrong was.
Yeah,
there's a difference when your kid's one and two. They're not reasonable people. Hmm. They're not. They're just
exactly like Puerto Ricans.
They're waiting.
And that's how you got to deal. You got to use the fire hose on them once in a while.
They're way too egocentric. It's all about them. It's all about what they need.
It's like you're talking about a woman right now.
Well, yeah, but it's different because her father fucked up.
Everything you guys can say right now, just interchange woman and child. That's how I hear it.
But again, it's also I think it also depends also on the nature of your child growing. You can I know people who haven't hit their children and the kids grow up to be shitty, and I know people who did hit their children and the kids grow up to be really like
but never
sweet.
Never gay.
You can't really smack the gay out of your kids now.
You can beat
now.
The gay away.
You used to.
That's the one thing I'll say right now. That's the one thing I'll say right now. You can beat the gay away.
My 9-year-old came home yesterday. Her head is shaved.
Oh boy.
And pussy on her breath. So I don't know. maybe I did smack her gay. I don't know.
You smacked her. Maybe you hit her so hard
that she
went around and became gay.
Yeah.
You tried to beat the gay away, but you beat her into the gay.
Now she's falling into the comfort of women who couldn't hurt her.
But that's not even bad. Would you care if your daughter ended up being a lesbian?
Of course not.
No, right?
It's different though, yeah. Right? If your son's getting fucked in the ass.
Come on, dude.
Is it a little bit different?
He'd be a top.
Isn't that a little bit different?
He'd be a top.
He'd be a power.
Yeah, he's not going to fucking get fucked in the ass like a queer. It's not gay if you're fucking.
He practices peaceful power bottoming.
Yes.
Plus, plus, whether you like it or not, you're raising your child in Manhattan, so there's a very gray area now. When your kid grows up, he could be doing some heavy experimenting when he's older.
Yeah.
In Manhattan,
yeah.
If you're gay, you're gay. It's not.
You're all gay.
If you grow up in Manhattan, I don't think you deny yourself. You're around it enough.
That's. I also say that as well. We got into an argument the other day before Tim got here about like if you're gay, it's like I think if you're in New York, being gay is awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Being gay is like a fucking a notch in the belt. That's like people that are like from New York. They're like, no, but I'm really from New York. That's like being gay. It's like that's a sense of honor now. Oh no, I'm gay. Yeah. So, real quick. All right. So, look, I think I killed you on this debate, Caitlin.
No.
Roop.
Okay. I mean,
the
if
Roop.
You,
it's all right.
If
look,
it makes you feel better.
You keep on taking kids' candy away, keep on spanking them, you know, keep on trying to disrespect the Alexis Texas Act of 2007.
You keep.
They're 18 forever on the internet. That's a cool part as well, right? So, when a porn star makes her 18-year-old debut, she's always 18. You always have that series. You could find the girls as they're 18.
Oh, that's how you maintain youngness. You just do porn at 18. So I should do it now. So I'm always
have you seen Aaliyah Janine?
Oof.
Yeah, but she switched to comedy.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
All of a sudden, she's like her
She didn't switch to being the president of the United States, though. How the fuck did she age 40 years in four?
She has a demanding job like the president.
Doing fucking open mics in Queens? Get the fuck out of here.
Like Civil War Lincoln. It just aged him for 8 years.
I'd still smash, though, if I didn't have a girlfriend. Why not? Aaliyah's cool. All right.
Well, here's another thing. My niece goes to school. She goes to preschool. She came home yesterday. I swear. True story. They write you up if you do something wrong. She ended up choking a kid.
Damn.
Your niece.
My niece, who's never been smacked or hit, or always been taught with words, don't do that. No. That's no. We don't. You talk to them like they're a retarded Puerto Rican. No.
Yeah, but that's also, I think that there's something about. You're right about kind of creating boundaries, and I want to move on from the topic because we'll spend the I could talk about this shit forever and fucking I know the fans get upset when I fucking preach on and on about not beating your kids because they're all fucking animals and they all hit their kids.
Hit your kids
every time they're every hit time they listen kids. To the show. I know they hit their kids more because like yeah, all right, and just crack them. That's if you want to fight my argument. That's what I say.
Give them an arm bar.
Listen while I preach about every time I preach about peaceful parenting. Hit your kid. That's a good way. That's a good counter argument.
You were hit out of anger a lot, though. Most of us. I was hit out of anger. You were hit out of anger.
Yeah.
It's the difference between hitting a kid out of anger and hitting a kid to discipline them.
My parents.
To show them that
I don't think that there's
hurts.
And I also think it's crazy to go like, oh, well, I am not angry right now and I'm now stroking
my
child.
I've done it. I'll be honest.
Like you're listening to fucking jazz music like, oh.
No, I've done it. I've done it to show my child that pain hurts.
No, that's crazy.
She smacked me.
That's
she has
crazy,
smacked me.
Anthony.
No, because kids
she
will.
She knows pain hurts.
No, she doesn't.
Don't.
She has no idea
don't.
That
she
pain
scraped
hurts.
Her
now
knee.
She does it 9. No. When you're 1 or 2 years old and you don't know that pain hurts.
You're right. You're right. You think that.
See, you don't want to. See, you're a fucking.
No.
You're not going to let me talk.
Okay, talk then.
She doesn't know the difference between pain and not. You know, when you hit somebody when you're 1, you're not getting You're not getting slapped back, or you've never been slapped before. Say you've never been slapped before and you slap somebody. You're slapping out of anger. That person, that child is slapping because they're frustrated. They're
angry.
You should
be showing them by example, because what we're doing is we're teaching them by example, and you shouldn't be teaching them by example to strike things that are smaller, weaker, indefensible.
That's not, that, see, but that's another misconception.
That is the big, no, I don't think it's a misconception. I think that is a big thing that they pull from it, which is that if you are bigger and stronger, or might is right, use aggression to get what you want. And even if it's a person that's not aggressive, what happens is it's a person that ends up being fearful. And I think we have two different types of people in the world: people that are fucking aggressive, and then people that are fearful. And there's really, it's black and white. And I think that it's very much a big part of it when you are struck when you're a kid, that it's, you're kind of, you either pick a path. And this is why I'm saying it's not like everyone who's hit is going out and shooting people, but there are a lot of people that are. I think if you look at prisons in anywhere, if you surveyed those prisoners, I promise you they're getting hit.
They probably
all lived
in flop houses, so let's not.
Yeah, maybe. Wait, I'm sure there's other factors as well.
I want to end with this. My parents, who spanked me a lot enough, ended it. Yeah, ended it when I was like six. My mom was spanking me, and I just started laughing hysterically.
Yeah, because you are a fucking,
because I thought
sociopath.
It was so funny. And my mom called my dad in and was like, "Spank her." And he's like, "Why would she do?" And he's like, "Just," she was like, "Just spank her." And so he's like,
he didn't want to,
and he spanked me. And then I was just like cackling.
You can't do it out of the
And then
moment,
they just never did it to any of us ever again, because at some point it just becomes funny. So
you're describing the psychoticness of that scene. Is like, you remember the scene in Clockwork Orange where they rape the chick in front of the old guy in the wheelchair, and they tie him up, and they're fucking, remember that scene?
No.
That is the bizarreness of what you just described to me right now. Like a bunch of clowns raping a woman, and you're going, oh, that's why my mom stopped spanking me. It was totally normal when she called my dad in, and they were,
I'm just ineffective.
I'm cackling like a lunatic, and he's going, I don't want to hit her, and he's still hitting me anyway. That's psychotic.
Your parents hit you like the, like Batman interrogated the Joker.
You slam your head on the
floor. I never said there wasn't anything wrong with me.
You are psychotic.
She could be,
I think,
sociopath.
We're all a little crazy.
She could be a sociopath.
We'll talk about this again on another show, because I want to move on. I don't want to spend the whole show on this, but this I think it is a very interesting
subject.
Debate. And look, I do think that you guys are bad people, but it's okay. We're not going to hold it against you. I knew you were a bad person before I came in here. It had nothing to do with this.
Good ending.
Issue.
Good ending. Good way to end it.
So here's the deal. Nazi punching.
Yeah.
What do we think about this? Dave Smith is going off on fucking rants, defending the Nazis. First of all, watch the latest Nazi punching video. Pull it up, Shannon. Pull it up on the big screen.
They deserve the welfare.
No, it's fine.
Oh! No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about.
That's a bold statement, though, when you wear that swastika.
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
You got rock.
Oh! Yeah, my man.
That was a real ass dude right there.
Yeah. Look, my man knew how to throw a punch. My man did not know how to block a punch. Here's the thing with the guy in the Nazi stuff. Look, dog, if you're going to wear a fucking swastika, okay? Like, I'm all for everyone's freedom of speech. Dude, you want to be a Nazi, be a fucking Nazi, right? You want to say shitty words. You know, everyone's got the right to say shitty words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that I'm a fucking piece of shit because I make dumb jokes, right? So I'm not gonna sit here and try to draw some crazy lines on what words people can use and what symbols that they can wear. And, you know, and I understand that point that Dave's making. I completely get it. And it's a dangerous road to go down when comedians are going like, yeah, punch a Nazi. And you go like, well, guys, let's relax. Like, you know, what if somebody starts calling you a Nazi one day? However, if you're wearing a fucking Nazi uniform,
right,
and you're fucking yapping about being a Nazi, motherfucker, you're going to get punched. What do you want me to say?
That's the risk you take when you put it on.
It's a fucking risk you take when you put on the uniform. And you should expect it. Mm-hmm. You should expect it. And I don't know, man. There's no part of me that's going like, oh, I want to defend a guy's right to basically, you know, go out in public by wearing... You know what it reminds me of? Remember the scene in Die Hard 3 where Bruce Willis had to wear the sign? Such a great scene.
Right.
Such a great. I love Die Hard 3. Great movie. Right, it's top three favorite movies, guaranteed. Right, you know, it's The Sickness, Disturbed, and they should fucking remake it with that as the soundtrack. That'd be it. I can kill myself after that.
Lewis only likes music and movies with bald guys.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. And he had to wear the sign that said, I hate niggers.
Right.
Right? And he had to go into Harlem. Artie Fuqua's in that scene.
Right.
Pull it up, Shannon.
Is he in that scene?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see Artie. He's holding the basketball. Very funny. He's just walking through Harlem with a sign that says, I hate niggers.
Good morning.
But see, there's, a nice day, there's two different guys now. There's him.
You feeling all right? Not to get too personal,
the peaceful
but a white man standing in the middle of Harlem wearing a sign that says, I hate niggers, has either got some serious personal issues or not all his dogs are barking. Hey, I'm talking to you. Now, you got about 10 seconds before those guys see you. When they do, they will kill you, you understand?
Because they are animals.
You are about to have a very bad day.
That's exactly what Harlem's like.
Tell me about it. Sir, this is a police matter for your own safety.
I'm gonna damn right it's a police matter for your own safety. I suggest you hide your butt in my shop till the police get here.
Oh, this is such a great scene.
Is that him?
What the fuck? Watch.
Oh, shit.
Is that Artie with dreads? Does Artie have dreadlocks?
Yeah, Artie has dreads, yeah.
That's it, yeah. His rear.
No, it's not. You just stand on the black comic.
Chris Cotton. What's
Chris Cotton? Somebody blew a bomb with Taylor an hour ago. Did you hear about that on
the news? There's three Patrices
there. The same asshole did that, so I gotta come to Harlem and do this, or he's gonna blow up something else. Do you understand? Shit. I got a gun.
You should get across the street.
Look,
the street.
They got a tank gun.
They don't have
like Looney Tunes, you know?
There's Artie right there. Look, right in the front.
That's awesome.
Is that crazy?
Friend of yours? He looked like a friend of mine.
All right, so that's it. So, where's my fucking phone? Oh, yeah, turn... I hope somebody gets that fucking alarm driving out of my mind. So, okay, so that right there, that's the equivalent of wearing a fucking Nazi or a swastika on your arm, in my opinion. It's about the same exact level of disrespect and about the same level of, you know, what is it, provocativeness or whatever word I'm fucking looking for. You guys know what I'm talking about, okay? So... if somebody wore that, this is when I see Dave Smith, the defending the guy's right. I was like, would you really defend the guy's right to go wear a sign around Harlem that said, I hate niggers? Or wouldn't you just go like, oh, yeah, he's kind of a piece of shit and he should get punched in the face? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want me to say? It's like, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, look, if somebody's making a joke or somebody's making an artistic point or whatever it is, but if somebody's going around being a walking, talking troll, right?
Right.
And they're going around and they're trying to fucking provoke people, they deserve it for that reason and that reason alone. Okay? It's not even the words that they're using. They deserve it because they're trying to provoke those people. You know, if I go into the fucking hood and I start screaming racial epithets, I think that I deserve to be punched in the face, even though I have a right to say whatever the fuck I want to say. I still deserve it because
inciting it.
I'm inciting it. And it's like entrapment. People talk about entrapment with the cops. You're entrapping people to be passionate and violent and angry. If I saw a dude wearing a swastika, right, me personally, and I'm fucking, dude, I don't give a shit. You can say whatever the fuck you want. I really do believe that, okay? If I walked on a train and there was a dude wearing a swastika, I might be inclined to say something to him. You know what I'm saying? I really might. I might be like, hey, dude, oh, that's a little weird. You know? I don't even know. I can't even say that I wouldn't or would,
right.
But I might say something.
Right.
And it could turn into an argument, and it could turn into me punching him in the face. It's not that crazy.
I love your new show with Artie.
you get what I'm saying? I don't think it's that crazy of a thing here.
Listen, but talking to somebody is different from punching them in the face. I mean, you could be like, listen, maybe you don't understand the you know how crazy that this is what you're doing right now. You're wearing a swastika.
Somebody wears a swastika in public.
They know what they're doing. You think
they know,
right? You think this guy's ever been hit before like that though? You think anyone's ever punched that dude in the face like
that?
Doesn't
matter.
Well,
maybe he might change his mind
that.
After somebody punches him in the face.
Maybe
like
his
that.
Dad should have bent him over and ate his butt when he was a kid.
Maybe he should have been spanked as a kid. Who knows? Yeah. You don't know where that guy's coming from. Why does he hate?
He didn't know pain. See, you're right.
That's what it is.
and does
he didn't have a Caitlin Rupert to fucking throw his Halloween candy away.
If only.
Yeah. No, you're right. He probably has never been knocked out that way. I think most people have not been knocked out, though. I've never been knocked out like that. You haven't been.
Never been knocked out.
I've been punched. That was a fucking...
I think I've been knocked out.
Well, like that?
You've been punched?
No, not quite. I got mugged and I got punched and like broke my ribs and shit. I don't know if I passed out, but like...
Sorry about that.
It's fine.
No, I did it.
I was in Washington Heights. Actually, I was so mad.
No, so maybe Lewis did it.
He took my phone. Yeah, maybe. He took my phone and then he started running. Oh, no, he didn't start running. And I got up and he was still there. And I was so mad about it that when he started running, I started chasing him. and I got the phone back.
Wait a minute. Time out. Slow down.
This is going.
Rewind.
Yeah.
You're in Washington Heights. How long ago was this?
If I went to the Virgin Islands, like 7 years ago.
Okay, 7 years ago, you're in Washington Heights.
Oh, no, maybe it was, let's say 4 or 5.
Okay.
Go for it.
So you're living up there, or you're visiting a boyfriend?
I was living up there.
You're living up there.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, does somebody say anything to you, or you just got hit?
No, I was talking on my phone and walking my dog. I was actually trying to...
You got a dog, too? Yeah. Did it hurt your dog?
No, my dog...
That made me sadder than her getting punched.
I know, right? The dog. Well, he patiently... Because
that dog never hurt a child.
That's such a New York thing to do, too. Yeah. Oh, is your dog okay?
What type of dog?
He's a terrier mix. I got him when I lived in the Virgin Islands. So he's like
dog.
Super ugly. Yeah.
There's no way that's...
So ugly. Yeah. But he just walked back to the apartment and waited for me to finish chasing this guy.
You just let... You're like, fuck you, dog. I don't even care.
No, I knew he wasn't doing... I mean, he didn't have a leash for the first 2 years of his life.
So after you chased him, what happened? He came back at you?
So hold on. Talk about... You got punched. Let's go down to the moment.
So, all right.
Where,
so, yeah, I was walking my dog. He takes the phone out of my hand. And, like, and I was, like, I lived in that neighborhood for long enough that I knew all the dudes that hung out. Like, usually one of the drug dealers would walk me when I walked my dog.
So you thought, like, you got ballsy. You're like, there's probably dudes out here that are going to catch my back right now if I get loud and crazy.
No, well, I thought it was one of them just fucking with me. And so I turned around. I was like, hey, man, what the fuck? And then he, like, saw me and immediately just, like, punched me in the face.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you know what it was?
Big.
He saw those eyes.
Yeah.
Those icy, cold eyes.
Icy eyes.
He's like, she could hit a child probably. So he punched you.
Yeah.
Black guy, Spanish guy?
I think he was. I said Dominican when I made the report. I got real specific. I was
but
like,
you had no idea.
He looked kind of like dark, but not too dark.
Yeah.
Dominican.
Dark, but a little bit of Latin blood.
Dark enough. Blood.
She pointed at her eye about this color.
So he fucking socked you. And did you go down when he socked you?
Yeah,
it is. And it was in the, where is it, the jaw, the eye? Where did it hit you?
He got me in the jaw, like right.
He knew how to punch.
He should have, I mean, if I.
Well, that's how you want to knock, if you want to knock somebody out. People don't even know this. I didn't realize.
It's a gathering of nerves. And if you're slack jawed and talking, it just sends
the button.
It shocks. It shocks your entire brain.
If you want to knock somebody out, people always need to punch him like in the fucking head.
No, right in the jaw.
Get him right in the fucking, did I teach my son? These two knuckles, you hit him right in the fucking jaw.
You won't hit him, but you'll teach him.
Little Max Kelly. Bobby Kelly's son ever hit you again? Those two knuckles right there. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 3. Clinch, knee, take down, mount, ground and pound until somebody pulls you off.
Yeah.
He knows it.
Does he hit his kid?
Who, Bobby?
Yeah.
He says no, but his fucking kid is a goddamn bully who beat up my kid.
But that's what I'm saying. That
I don't believe him is what I'm saying.
No, but that was what I was saying.
You're going to deny Butterbean Jr. the chance to fight?
You know, like I said, my niece doesn't hit anybody, but she was choking a kid out. That does. It's just the nature of the kid, man. Sometimes it's just the nature of the person.
So he punches you.
Yeah.
And you're, but you were, you standing 8 count. You're up by 8.
Yeah.
The ref checks your gloves. You're back in. You're back in the fight.
Yeah.
So good. And then what happens?
And then he started running. So I started chasing him and shit talking. I was like, yeah, you better run, motherfucker. Track MVP. I'll get you. And I was saying help, too.
And then he just punched her again. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know what?
Track didn't help that part.
I'm from Patterson, New Jersey, and I think it like...
Are you from Patterson, too?
Yeah. Wait, you're from Patterson?
I was born in Patterson, New Jersey.
Yes.
You are garbage.
Yeah.
My dad was murdered on the streets of Patterson, New Jersey.
Oh, shit. My dad was a heroin addict who definitely died, you know, in Patterson. Patterson's a terrible place.
Are you guys related?
Listen to me.
Did you just meet your sister?
My mom and dad were heroin addicts from Patterson, New Jersey.
Well, they have the best
heroin. There's a good chance.
Did he come to my dad's flop house?
Maybe.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Did your dad stab anybody?
I don't know. He had like 7 illegal guns.
Your dad might have murdered your dad.
Wait a minute. Your dad? Oh. No, he didn't. I tracked down the guy who murdered
you did?
My dad. Yeah. He died a few years ago.
Wow.
Shit. I was going to get him on the show.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God. I would have been
surprised by that.
I would have worked that paywall right there. That would have been $6 worth it.
Easy. I would have loved it. It would have been great. But yeah, he's dead. So, but listen to me. Do you still talk to your dad?
He's praying heaven.
He's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead. My mom's dead. They're both dead.
They're both dead.
They're dead. Dead parents.
My parents are alive. And they were great. Same.
Well, we have a great relationship now, me and my parents. So it's
the funniest thing.
Your parents are both. How would we find out if our parents knew each other? My mom was born in 61. She was a heroin addict from Patterson, New Jersey. There can't be that many. They probably are a lot, huh?
Well, it was the East Side. Were you guys on the East Side?
Fair East Side.
I was on 36th Street.
My mom went to that fucking school.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
I think Lewis just realized he's been living as a female comedian, like Fight Club.
That's pretty crazy that you're from Paterson, New Jersey.
It's all a dream in an autistic kid's eye.
Wait, all right, I do have a question. Wait, did you live, you were just born there?
I moved out when I, after my dad was murdered, I moved out.
How old were you for that?
I was four.
Oh, okay. Because my dad used to, like, my parents were good people before they were fucked up, and, like, my dad used to take all these roller skates to the park every weekend, and all the little ghetto kids would borrow them and skate in the park.
You're thinking I'm one of these little fucking ghetto kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that...
I love how she was like, no, I'm not one of these little fucking dirty brownies that your dad fucking spent an hour every Saturday morning being like, look, Caitlin, we're treating them like humans.
Wait. So your dad was an upper-class heroin addict?
No. I mean...
He had like a top hat
fucking
on?
Fucking judgmental fucking like dope fiends. Fuck off.
He was in the middle of it, you know.
Get like a butler, shoot him up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is pretty crazy, though.
That is intense. That is crazy how relevant you guys are in that. Just...
No. Now we're connected. Now we have a real connection.
Yeah,
in New Jersey. Like, do you still have family from there?
It's like serendipitous.
No, my mom still. My mom had a crazy friend who is a hoarder who still lives there, and she like wants me to be involved in some weird lawsuit she's got going on. So I still she emails me every now.
You
and
got roots in Paterson still.
I got
That's pretty good.
There.
Yeah, I guess let's real quick. I wanted to talk about this. Let's do the Does It Live segment, Shannon.
Does it live or does it die?
So, here's the deal. I found this video. This has been a thing that's happening. This is a shaman. Do we know what country this is, Shannon? I know nothing about this, okay? All I know, it's a shaman. One shaman went missing, okay, in a crocodile-infested lake. So another shaman comes in to try to, like, fucking do some sort of fucking voodoo. I don't even know what a shaman is, really. You know,
he directed Sixth Sense.
It's like a magic man. It's like a witch doctor.
He's like a witch doctor. So he does. He's trying to do some magic to locate the body, and he gets into this crocodile-infested water that the other shaman got into.
Right.
So here, Shannon, play the video.
Well, should we guess first?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Do you think that the shaman lives or dies?
Anthony. The guy who came in, or the guy who came, the second one?
The second one, the second shaman.
I think he's going to live.
You think he's going to live?
I'm going to go for die.
You're going to go for dead? Of course you
are. Or mangled.
Be. Very dark.
Yeah.
Wait, it can't be dead or mangled.
Does it live or does it die? Would be live.
Dead.
Okay.
Dead. Okay.
I go live.
That's a video of Caitlin Rupert's father.
I think the river's half empty.
We found this. It wasn't a heroin overdose. He was eaten by alligators.
Yeah.
Good.
Booyah.
So yeah, he gets into the water.
Yeah, I might have been wrong. This is all foreign shit.
Yeah, I couldn't find an English version of the video, but you see his head's poking out of the water.
Sekatar.
And then he goes under the water a little bit, and he's floating, and you're like, okay, he's probably doing some fucking sort of magic.
This guy's a maniac.
And you're like, all right, he's taking a while to come back up. What's going on?
Again, this is like wearing a swastika sticker on the street.
And then,
same concept.
And then he tries to swim away a little bit. And does he get out? Does he get out? Oh, there we go. He went under the water again.
Is he dead yet? Did I win?
And whatever country this is, they are completely...
This is not good.
There's animals. They're like... They're videotaping it the same way that I would videotape somebody like painting lines in the street. I'd be like, oh, look at that. That's interesting. That's how they do that. It's a robot.
Right.
That's weird.
One less fucking person to feed.
This is actually Washington Heights.
And I was going to say, who's manning that bodega when he's in the water?
This is how they get rid of the bad kids. Just throw them in there.
Yeah, he's gone. He's done. He would have been
He dies, guys. He gets eaten by alligators. They find his body.
I win!
Well, they do the death roll. They take him down to the...
Yeah, you remember in Indiana Jones?
No. Crocodile Dundee, they explained it. He goes, they take you down for the death roll.
The death... Is that what it is?
Well, up a little bit, rally around.
In Indiana Jones... you remember when they would fall off the bridge, the crocodiles would fucking eat.
Bro, they would spin around.
They'd eat the Sikhs, I guess. Were they Sikhs or Arabs? I don't know what they were. They had curvy swords, though.
Who knows?
And they would fucking roll around. I bet they show that to soldiers now. Shan, pull that up. The alligators in Indiana Jones.
Soldiers are they showing?
I bet they
our guys?
Our troops, yeah. I bet you they go to our troops because that's how I would try to motivate them to kill Arabs.
Yes.
But you guys are the crocodiles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's also how I imagine the wars are fought. I imagine it's just like...
No, they do a lot of that, though. They do a lot of
dressing up like crocodiles.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of Antifa members weren't alive when the Third Reich was around, so they just show them Indiana Jones movies to show them how evil Nazis were.
Good, Shannon. Pull it up.
And then that's how they train them.
This motivates me. Whenever I think about ISIS, I go watch this and I jerk off. Look. It's for 9/11, you fucking filthy Arab.
That was a boob shot right there.
Aslim.
Or anytime I have any tech issues with the website, I also watch this. I'm like, oh, these fucking filthy Indians. Just anything that's not Hispanic. I also didn't believe this either. Because I've never met an Indian person who can fight. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever met an Indian kid who's like, that kid can throw hands?
I think Nimesh can throw.
No.
You don't think so?
I'll murder Nimesh.
Oh, I mean, yeah, maybe.
I'll murder Nimesh.
I don't think I can take him, though.
I bet Suba could probably fight for, like, a chick.
Right.
Yeah, so that I never believed that. When they were in that scene in Indiana Jones with all the Indians...
You never believed the heart thing?
You didn't find Indiana Jones believable?
Nope.
Really?
Because I remember being a kid being like, you know what, all the fucking Indian kids that I know
Goonies?
In school,
Goonies
they're pussies.
Goonies totally real, right?
Right. But he did take out... He did fight like 50,000 of them, and he won.
Yeah, but they're all nerds. So. I feel like I could take... How many fucking Indians in a row?
How many in a row? Like, well, are they standing in a straight line? Dude, or are they around you?
I watch Indians get punked at 7-Eleven almost any time I go into a 7-Eleven.
Right.
I watch some fucking black dude or some homeless person punk an Indian dude behind a counter, and they take it on the chin every time. They're never ready to throw
it.
I mean,
black people are fucking scary.
That's true.
But
homeless people aren't. You ever see a homeless guy? Why are people afraid of homeless people? They're very sickly. If you see like a fat homeless guy, you're like,
I'm scared of homeless people because they have nothing to lose.
They'll do anything.
Yeah, but you could fuck them up, dude. They got no hands. They got no fucking.
They got that meth craziness, though.
First of all, meth isn't even a thing.
What about like a 5-year-old homeless person? Would you hit them?
Maybe. Depends. It depends.
No, not. Oh, now it's maybe.
Were they trying to throw hands?
Once they don't have a home, fuck them.
My 5-year-old.
Do you think that me hitting them at that point is going to be the biggest problem in their life? You know, look, everything that they've done at that point in their life has been fucked up. Maybe they should get hit and then see where that sends them.
It's not a success.
The path that they're on isn't good. So literally anything you do to a homeless child, anything could maybe fix his life. I say roll the dice. I say you fucking...
I say in the next episode you punch homeless kids.
That's actually not even a bad idea.
Maybe you beat him gay and he starts earning some fucking money.
That's right, dude. Becomes a comic. It's his own sitcom. When I finally get... when they try to destroy my career eventually, because they will.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that I'm a faggot. I really am.
Now it's documented.
I will commit. I will commit. I will suck a dick. I'm like, yeah. Ha. Hilarious.
It's going to take more, though, because you're a minority now that you guys are on top of the pyramid.
Dude, Hispanic homosexual?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
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 Hola?
Hola?
Convinced already.
All right. Shannon, let's get some questions. We'll end this one with some dope-ass questions.
Give me a fucking answer! Give me a fucking answer! Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
You know what the fuck is up. Real Ask Questions. We always end the show every Monday and Wednesday. Opening up our hearts and our minds. That's what we do. We're a very honest show.
I appreciate
Caitlin.
That.
And by the way, you're doing a very good job today.
Thank you.
You're very funny.
Thank you.
I would love to have you back on the show another time.
I'd love to come back.
Anthony, you're not welcome.
Oh, I know. Ah. One shot deal.
That's it. You get okay.
It's fine.
It's okay. If you guys want to join the conversation, you can ask questions through a multitude of ways. Facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. You guys can go to my Instagram. I usually post my Instagram story. Or you can go to gomezcomedy.com and you guys can submit a question through there. Just make sure you include real ass questions in the subject line. So here's the thing, Caitlin, we answer them honestly. No lying here.
Oh, okay? Yeah. I'm all about honesty, obviously.
Jesse Davis wants to know, will Skankfest be in Indianapolis in 2018?
Good relevant question.
Caitlin?
I don't know. Will it?
I think so. I think it will.
Zach?
Probably. I don't think there are people there.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
I cannot give you guys the locations. I will tell you right now, we're doing 7 cities. 7 weekends in a row.
Damn.
Skankfest 2018 is going to be fucking retarded.
Jeez. I'm going to die or go to jail.
Zach, you're going to get hurt.
Maybe this time when you say I can be in Skankfest, maybe this time I can be in Skankfest.
You'll be in Skankfest, bitch.
All right. It's fucking recorded. You can't take that back. Or you can.
It's another day in history.
That's another really
Shannon,
ass thing
what
to
was
do.
What was the thing in history that happened today? Did you look that up?
I did, but I have to close it. I'll find it again.
Go find it again. Tell me. I want to know what today
is. Wasn't you defending rape?
Well, that's today. It's a new thing.
It's a new day.
And I didn't defend rape. I always defend rape.
Oh, sorry. The other way around.
Yeah, the opposite.
Yeah.
I defended the rapists. They're the rapies.
Peaceful raping.
Can't even say it twice.
The rapies. That's a good band name.
The rapies?
The rapies. What is it, Shannon?
It's really just a whole bunch of nonsense. I didn't see anything.
Shannon, I don't need you to make your... You don't decide what's nonsense.
Look at the screen.
Let's see. All right. 1980, the USSR, back in the USS, performs nuclear tests at East...
Here we go. Do
Kazakh Semipalatinsk, USSR. 1980, Ethernet specifications published by Xerox working with Intel and Digital Equipment Corporation. Gay. 81, last game at Men's Metropolitan Stadium. Lose to KC 5-2. It's all terrible, Shannon. All terrible. Nothing interesting happened. Literally the most interesting thing that has happened.
Oh, the premiere of Murder, She Wrote.
All right, that's pretty good.
There we go.
The premiere of Murder, She Wrote. That's when it being hot didn't matter. They said some old redheaded bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, yeah, she's going to be a star now. What? Angela Lansbury? She's on primetime? Fuck off. Now it's Ariana Grande? Oh, they should do Murder, She Wrote with Ariana Grande?
You're right. You're right. She's not hot.
I don't get Ariana. I don't think she's hot.
You don't think Ariana Grande's hot?
No, I think she looks like a child. It weirds me out.
Do you have eyes?
Yeah.
Do you want to hit her? Is that your fucking thing?
Maybe then she'd be hot.
Yeah. Keep up Ariana Grande. And then
Howard Stern got fired from NBC today, too.
No, he didn't.
He did. That's what it said.
Oh, I thought today.
No. 1985.
That's a big deal. Let me see Ariana Grande. Does she look like a child?
Yeah, she does. Oh, fuck
yeah. She
does.
Look at those cheeks. She's got like...
Yeah, she does.
You freak.
Whatever, Caitlin.
Yeah, but she's
up.
Not a child, and that makes all the difference. If she looks like a child or
Shut
if she is
up.
A child.
Look at that picture right there.
I didn't do it.
Please don't spank me, Daddy.
Spank your nose with my cock.
Anybody who doesn't think she's hot is an idiot. Is an idiot fucking homo.
She's really hot. She speaks
sexual. Look at that. Right. Look at the body shot right there, Shannon. With the little kitten. Yeah. Oh, I don't care. Yeah, fine. I'm a pedophile.
She's
fine.
So hot she made a man explode.
Fine. I'm a pedophile. Let it be known. I don't care.
I really appreciate your honesty.
Okay. So let's get some of these. Dirk Stevenson wants to know, is Zach a better host at Roastmasters than Lewis?
No, because I don't pay attention and I fuck up everybody's records.
No. Zach's a great host, and I appreciate Zach filling in for me when I'm not able to do it. And you're going to do that more. You're doing it next week as well.
Yes, I am.
So I appreciate that. But the answer is no. Nobody's a better host than me at anything. Nobody's really better than me at anything. I'm pretty damn fucking good at everything that I do.
I don't have coasters for my podcast, so I agree. By the way, I didn't use a coaster.
If given the chance, would you impregnate a celebrity knowing you can't have anything to do with the kid afterwards? No money is involved either. Why would I want to impregnate a celebrity?
Just, I think he means, like, raise your stock in the public eye.
Why would I do that?
Or fuck a celebrity, I guess. Maybe fuck a celebrity?
No, it's impregnate. That's the stupidest question.
Maybe not use a condom? Maybe that's what they mean. I don't know.
I think they definitely mean just to, like, so that you're somebody's baby daddy.
Like, right. Just raise your public profile.
The female shit, like, this is what chicks do. This is like, I'd say, like, this is actually, it's
do
like,
tell.
This is like, no, it's like known in, like, the world. Like, the women, like, probably 5 out of 6 women will try to get pregnant by a celebrity at one point of their life.
Really?
Like, no, it's a real, I dated a guy who was, like, moderately famous, and, Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. And he used to flush the condom, like, every time. And I'm wow. like, what the wow. fuck is wrong? But all his friends were
you don't
famous.
I have to say his name, but I need to know his name because I won't say, I really won't. Just, can I know who it is? Because I want to gauge.
I doubt you'll know who he is.
This is my point, though. It's like here, right there.
That's why I say moderate. Like Google.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
Russ Meneev.
But it's like, how would, like, let me see. Don't put up on.
Oh, I know who that is.
You do?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say.
He wrote a book. And a bunch of other
All I could think of was John Lovitz. Like, I was like, really, Galen?
Yeah.
And you don't think Ariana Grande's hot?
I'm gonna. That's the ticket.
Dr. Seuss.
Let me see this guy.
Apparently, he has a stalker now that's stalking women he's been in, like, involved with. So he's like, don't, because he wouldn't really care if I said anything about it. But he's like, don't say it though, because she'll fucking find you.
This guy. Okay, so I mean, I don't even know who the fuck this guy
that's
is.
That's good psychological. No,
but his all his friends did the same thing.
It's not that he's famous. I think
you fucked all his friends.
No. He told me because I brought it up because you know I'm not gonna let that slip. I was like, why the fuck do you keep, you know, do you think I'm trying to like impregnate myself? And he's like, well, I'm not saying you. It's just a habit, and all my friends do it too. Like he was friends with like the Winklevoss twins, but they have a shit ton of money.
Who's the Winklevoss twins?
The Winklevoss twins from like the Facebook movie.
Yeah,
they got like all the settlement for the Facebook shit.
Oh, okay.
This guy's not famous. This guy's not famous.
He wrote a book though.
Literally anybody can write a book now.
How what you're this famous is crazy hot.
Well, I have 2 standards of fame.
Would you consider
yeah,
metrics?
What is your
two metrics?
Okay, like what do you consider famous?
Net worth, Twitter followers. It's there's okay. a you do net worth plus Twitter followers divided by age, and that is your fame.
That's an interesting way to go.
Yeah, that we decided this on the show. Yeah. That's the age. So let me look up this guy's net worth. I'm gonna tell you how famous he is by the Luis J. Gomez fame standard.
Do they publish everybody's net worth? How would you know someone's net worth?
Just Google it.
This is
Yeah, a lot of them do. Here.
That's weird how people do know.
Yeah.
How much
it's not on there. He's not even famous enough to have his net worth published.
Well, does he have a blue thing on his Twitter?
He's
still afraid of a woman trying to get pregnant by his.
You know why? Because here's what I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna guess that he has a lot of money.
Oh no, he does.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the fame, it's the amount of money. Because then you go, like, if I don't have anything, because that's how I get my chick pregnant. I had nothing. I'm like going, it's like, oh, the only thing that I could give her is my jizz.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But now that I have stuff, you look back and go like, oh, I wouldn't just come in any girl now.
Yeah.
You know? That's a very special woman. Right, Shannon?
But what if you made like 5 James? You know, you had every time you fucked any old whore, you had a beautiful kid that came.
But then I raised them each with a different degree of physical violence
and love.
Ooh,
and then I could have my own personal.
Yes, please do that.
That's probably the only way to truly find out if peaceful parenting is the way.
Go impregnate
5 kids.
Woman.
Every single factor is the exact same, right? You have to make them all the same.
Right.
Shannon, this is going to be the clip this week. This is a brilliant idea, okay? And I really mean this, okay? 5 kids. You got to do it fresh. Forget James. I'll have 5 new kids. Caitlin, we can do this together.
Okay.
We can have kids
together. All right,
together.
Get rid of James.
Okay. This is not for anything sexual. This isn't for...
James is the control.
Yes.
Right.
The only way you can make sure that every variable is the same...
I can beat the one that I have, though, right?
What'd you say?
I can beat the one I have? Is this where we're going?
Let me explain to you.
Okay. 0.
There's no way to truly control all the variables and make sure that every control is the same, right? So you would have to lock them each in a box,
right.
Like some sort of cage. Okay. Like one of those tall dogs.
Or a room.
Cages.
Just say room. Can't you just put them in a room? But it wasn't to be a cage.
What, it's fucking New York City, Anthony. You can give them each their
we
own
don't
room?
Have that
this
much
is like
room.
Something like, oh, are you going to put them in a closet?
Oh, a closet, yeah, just all
so every kid comes out psychotic because they were putting a
Shannon,
closet.
Shannon, look up like a tall standing dog cage. See if they're how much they would cost. Because I bet you that you could probably get one for a couple $100. 5 of them, $1,000 later, look, that we have. The whole experiment costs $1,000, and we're going to come up with... We're going to figure out whether or not you should hit kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole experiment. Every bit of it, okay?
Yeah.
How a tall standing cage, Shannon?
Oh, this one's like $40.
Oh my God.
How tall, though?
So...
I think it said 36
inches. Affordable.
Oh, that's not bad. That's like 3 feet.
It's affordable kid training.
Oh, they go up to 48 inches.
Oh, there you go, 4 feet.
The problem is once they get to be 4 or 5, they're going to be able to climb out of that. But I think at that point...
But at that point, you know. Yeah, it's the form, it's the like the years I was talking about.
You got to keep them all in complete darkness. Same meals the exact same time every single day, okay? And what you do is, as they come out and go to take their meal, okay? When you teach them how to use their silverware, mm-hmm. when they do it wrong, you go like level 1 through 5. Like the first one, you beat the fucking shit out of this kid. I'm talking about, like, real deal abuse. Mm. Like, hot hangers, like, fucking burning cigarette burns into him, fingering it. Like, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, screaming at its fucking head.
Right.
Like, you got to really fuck this child up, okay? And then the next one is just a little bit less. The next one you beat. Then the next one, you smack in the face, like, aggressively and screaming a lot. Then the next one, you just give
a little spank.
Spank. The last one, we gotta probably do 6 kids. Yeah. Because there's a lot of married dudes. I'm not gonna. We gotta have some more kids here.
The cages are only 40.
I mean, Jesus Christ. We can do as many kids as we want. We can get 10 kids. We can get 10 varying degrees. Get some crazy. What are some other parenting methods, too?
But you're putting them in the same room? All the cages in the same
room?
No,
they can't interact because then they could.
So why don't you just put them in a different room then if you got 10 rooms?
Because you're not getting 10 rooms, Anthony.
Wait, when do we have 10?
But why do you have 10? But listen, if you're not putting them in the same room, you're your argument was New York space. You can't get 5 rooms.
I could put a fucking kid in the corner. We have a podcast going on right now. There could be a child right there.
Right. And then where do you put the
other kid? Unconscious and bleeding from every orifice. Okay? And it wouldn't even affect the podcast studio.
Right.
That's why.
Right. He would know to be quiet, too, because you taught him right.
It'd be unbelievable. Look, I know he wouldn't interrupt the podcast.
Yeah, the one that'd be in here would have to be the one you beat.
Right.
You can't have the one you don't.
And he would have common courtesy because you taught him how to be quiet.
Because we're right.
Right.
Yeah.
If that was a kid who didn't, if that was James sitting there, he'd be screaming, be hanging off her shoulders.
Yep. Of course.
Right. Because he has no... You weren't all hitting him.
Let's get one more question. Let's see. This is great.
Put him in cages.
Yeah. I mean all that, guys. None of that's a joke.
Just put him in cages.
Because here's
what
I'm going to do. Also, when I come to defend myself later on, when they come for me, I'm going to say I was kidding about all those things.
I wasn't
kidding about that. That's the one thing that I was serious about is the child fingering in the cages and how I want to do that. So
you redeemed yourself with all your fans.
I just want everyone to know.
Right.
I'm being very serious. Here we go. Glenn Carlin, I seem to have forgotten the name of the Dave Smith album. Could you enlighten me? Dave Smith, Libertas, now available everywhere, guys. The number one album in the country on iTunes. It's been the number one album for a week and a half now. So you guys go grab it on iTunes, leave a ranking and a 5-star review and all that other shit. Because I'll tell you right now, it's incredible. For everyone who bought it on the website, we appreciate it as well. They've got the number 3 album on the Billboard charts.
Wow.
And I'll tell you right now, we would have the number one by far because 99% of the people are buying it directly from Gas Digital. And they don't take those numbers into account. Right. They don't take the independent, which is fucked up. So they're almost forcing you to work with all these other fucking middlemen, which is fucked up. But Dave Smith has the number one fucking comedy album in the country, and it's incredible. Wow. The reviews are in. Thank you guys for everyone who has supported it. So make sure you guys go and do that. Dave Smith Libertas, available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. All right.
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming out at a really good time for that. You know, political humor. It's the hot thing.
Here you go. Mason Call, last question. Have you ever had the cops called on you by an ex? Caitlin's answer is definitely
no, but I've been threatened.
Caitlin's got...
But no, my answer's no. I don't really date people long enough for them to call the cops on me.
You have a crazy look in your eyes. You do. There's certain times when you know, like, chicks, you don't sleep with them because there's a thing about them. And I for me, that's my problem is I always fucking gear myself towards these crazy bitches. So I know the look. She's got that fucking look. There's a... and also, I've known a lot of crazy girls with your name.
Really?
That's a crazy girl name.
All right. Oh, I'll allow it.
Have you been called crazy by a lot of guys, and does that drive you mad?
I have been called crazy from time to time. It doesn't... Nothing really bothers me.
Yeah. Just cold-hearted. You're just watching a three-year-old crying as you're throwing out his Halloween candy.
I just had a guy like ghost me, and then four weeks later, he announced on Facebook he was engaged. I was like, okay.
Oh, wow. I just ghosted.
I go for winners.
It's a weird
I had
thing.
A prostitute I used to see invite me to her wedding this week.
Ooh.
That's fun.
Oh.
But then I clicked on it, and it was actually a fundraising page to pay for her wedding.
Oh.
Prostitutes should not get married.
So you didn't get invited? You just got invited to the fun?
I got invited to donate so that I could have the wedding pictures.
And then, but also, does that if you donate, are you buying your way into the wedding, basically?
Yes.
Do you get a fucker after the wedding?
Well,
I assume because it's not going to last.
Well, that guy is marrying a fundraiser. I don't understand why he has that.
I just wanted to reply to it. What happened to all the money I gave you?
That's why don't you suck some dick and fucking pay for your catering?
Why don't they do this though?
Get an ice sculpture.
Why don't they just? Why don't you just charge a $100 cover for your wedding? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a stupid unspoken thing where you got to give a gift, and you know you give. I typically give between, you know. Depending, between $200 and $300, depending when I go to a wedding.
Even like a dear friend? Like, say, like Jay's wedding or something? Where I think Dave gets married.
I give $100. If it's a person that I don't really know that well, like if I'm not invited and I'm somebody else as a guest, I would give $100 per person.
That's not bad.
So
that's $200, nice.
$200 if it's a couple. You know right. what I'm saying? $100 if I just went by myself.
Okay.
If it's somebody that I'm like close with, $250, $300.
That's
you
good.
Know what I'm saying?
Which is, I agree.
But why not just forget all the bullshit, just charge the cover. Have a fucking wedding party where you charge a cover to get into and just use it for what it is. It's a money-making endeavor. That's all it is. It's not a celebration of love. There's nothing about it. You're going to this party and you're eating together and you're drinking together and everyone's fucking getting hammered. It's just a fucking... It's a nightclub experience.
Well, that's
what it is.
Well, that's what the money's for. That's why you people give people money.
I know, but it's kind of crazy.
Right, but you can't... You got to pay people
first
for
the
wedding.
Bullshit is what I'm saying.
Right. You get the money ahead of time.
You do pre-sale tickets. Smarter. Boom. Done.
Well, you got to be the first
pre-sale
to do it.
Pre-sale it. Then you got to pay for your wedding preemptively. You know exactly how big you're going to go?
Yeah.
Or get married during Skankfest.
Ooh.
You know, when it's going on.
It's
like
a smart idea.
That's what you do.
You bring your wedding to the festival.
You should just sell a thing for that. Like one of your fans to get married during Skankfest.
We've actually had people ask us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And next year, we already have the venue in New York.
That'd be
next
fun.
Next year's venue is four times as big as the Creek and Cave. It's crazy.
Those abominations should be fucking each other and raising children.
All right, listen. This has been a fucking great show. This has been amazing. At Rupert, Caitlin, RUPPERTCAITLY
LIN.
Wow.
CAITLIN.
So sorry. Sorry, I fucked up there. LIN. At Zen Comedy 1979, at Zach Is Not Funny, at I Am Shannon Lee, at Louis J. Gomez, at Realize Podcast, at Cast Digital, at I Am Ralph Sutton, at Harrison Greenbaum, at Hannibal Burris, at Chipotle Grill. Follow everyone, guys. Go out and use Twitter. That's really what I'm saying, guys. It's about Twitter today. That's today's theme. Shannon, wrap it up.
Adios, good riddance, fuck you! That's all, folks.